From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Remember playing games in gym class? Well, these days, many schools have dropped physical education. That means some of our youngest students have never played Foursquare or Dodgeball or Red Rover. Some don't know what to do with themselves at recess. Now an Oakland, California-based nonprofit is trying to revive playground games to put some fitness back into the school day. From member station KQED, Sarah Varney reports that the low-income school program is beginning to attract nationwide attention.
Ice cream soda, cherry on the top. Who's your best friend? I've heard of with an A, B.
Does it seem like you've always known how to jump rope or play hopscotch? Well, someone did teach you those games, but that never happened for a lot of these kids at Goss Elementary School in San Jose.
I'm not exaggerating to say that the students don't have any exposure to organized games at all.
Brian Schmadick is the school's principal.
Where has that gone? I don't know. I guess we as adults have put our energy into other things. We've just said that that's not the place. When you have poor kids that don't know how to read, well, the energy should go into better reading strategies and more time doing reading.
Schmadick says during recess, his students either wandered aimlessly or thrashed about. There were no rules and no way to resolve conflicts. Schmadick says fights routinely broke out and students returned to their classrooms keyed up. 3 years later, after the arrival of Coach Michelle, the playground at Goss is downright utopian.
Today we're going to play one of Coach Michelle's favorite jump rope games called Jump the Creek. Everybody say Jump the Creek.
Jump the Creek!
Coach Michelle, a.k.a. Michelle Barron, lays two long jump ropes parallel to each other on the ground. It's a creek, she tells the kids, and they must jump from one side to the other without falling in. But there's a catch.
Do you think we should make the creek a little bit bigger?
Yeah!
Coach Michelle works for Sports for Kids, a program that places trained coaches at schools that serve low-income kids. The students attend a game class each week with Coach Michelle. They learn hopscotch, kickball, and soccer, to name a few. Then every day at recess, under Coach Michelle's direction, the kids really get their game on.
Okay, yellow shirts down there, green shirts, this is your goal.
Within minutes of the recess bell, Coach Michelle has a group of first graders geared up for a soccer game. For many of them, this recess is their only exercise.
Here we go, ready, three bounces.
The kids, many of them here are overweight, get much-needed exercise and have fun doing it. But Coach Michelle says they're also learning important social skills, like how to resolve conflicts and handle their anger, how to offer help and be a team player. And just what is Coach Michelle's secret to diffusing run-ins? Rochambeau.
Rochambeau. Rochambeau.
Paper covers rock, scissors cut paper. Rock breaks scissors. Kids all over the playground, at the tetherball pole or the hopscotch board or here on the makeshift soccer field, are Rochambeauing each other.
And that's something that we start in kindergarten, and they know when the ball goes out of bounds or there's a call that they're not sure, they stop and they Rochambeau. And it's amazing how they take the results of that simple action and they go with it.
And Goss Principal Schmadick says now that the kids are having fun during recess and getting out some energy, they're better focused in the classroom. The program will soon be expanded to 600 low-income schools nationwide, an army of Rochambeauing, hopscotching jump ropers who will happily challenge you to a game of soccer. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.